What about your taxes? How's that going for you? Are you done? You getting a refund? Where are you? Are you sure you're putting down all your proper deductions? Well, there are all kinds of possible things you can put, depending on what kind of form you're filing. You can save some more money on your taxes. We are with the Director of Tax Services for Online Trading Academy, Michael Attias, is it?
That is correct.
Michael, nice to have you. What is Online Trading Academy?
We're a financial school. We teach people how to trade the market, stocks, options, futures, forex. We also have a new program called Financial Matters, teaching people how to make decisions on important things in life like retirement, Social Security, estate planning, and other topics.
All we want is enough money till we die. That's it, Michael. That's it. Come on.
I agree.
Come on. Okay, so deductions? I mean, there's... First of all, do you think we'll ever leave what we have now? Any chance that, you know, flat tax, fair tax, what, something?
You know, that's a popular talk about doing something like that. But when you look at the political map, it looks like almost impossible to get something like that done. I think some deductions will go away and some deductions will be added. There is a notion of simplifying the tax code.
Yeah.
I just don't see it happening in the next couple of years.
But wouldn't that be nice? If you voted on it and said, hey, here's the new deal. Do you want it? You know you get 70%. 70% of people say, I want to get rid of my forms and complicated things, but there's a ginormous industry involved, not to mention hundreds of thousands of IRS workers. So I understand the political landscape, but in fact, what the people would want, I'd be voting for it in a heartbeat to say, whatever the number is, I'm in to simplify this in, because it's just like, okay, you know what? It's really, really hard to figure out what you can and cannot use. Are there common deductions we're not using, Michael?
You know, there's a few things that people are not aware of. In my 15 years in business, I've seen a lot of times people forget to claim what they paid their tax accountant. You know, that's the number one deduction you put right there because you pay something for your service. So
yep.
A lot of people ignore that. A lot of people are not aware of that in certain states where you don't have high income tax or no income tax at all, you can deduct your sales tax.
Oh.
Yeah, you can. And in certain years where you purchase a car or a big other purchase, you may spend thousands of dollars in sales tax way above and beyond what you pay in income tax. So you got to know these kind of things. These are not common, but people do forget about them.
Yeah. Okay. And again, we've got all kinds of that. We have somebody help us because, again, it's just too many things. And for me, it's worth spending the money to make sure we do it right.
Yeah.
Because it just gets too cumbersome. That's why I'd love to see the thing go away.
Yeah.
All right, where are you online, Michael?
You can find us at tradingacademy.com. You can find our website there, tradingacademy.com.
All right, well, good luck out there. Market's been booming. It's going to sell this morning, but it's been booming.
It is booming.
All right, appreciate your time. Thanks, Michael.
My pleasure. Take care.
Michael Attias is his name. Yeah,
you know, a lot of people also do the charity thing, but isn't it a certain number you have to hit?
No, not on charitable.
Okay.
Charitable is whatever you put.
Well,
yeah, medical is. Medical has got to be a percent of your income
Okay. Before
you can start deducting your medical expenses if you have high medical. There are a lot of things that are allowed for deductions. But you say, you know, this is a country driven and, you know, controlled by the people. This is a government of the people, for the people, by the people. The people don't like the IRS system. The people, you know, we